Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Is that something you can help us out with answering a couple questions for the survey?
For the state of New York?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll answer a couple questions.
All right, thank you, sir. May I ask if you can provide us with your zip code?
A zip?
Yes.
13356, I think it was.
Oh, you no longer live in New York?
No, I live in there. I just don't remember the zip exactly. I move around a lot around New York.
Oh, yeah, so you told me 13356.
Yeah.
Okay, one second, sir. All right, and sorry, do you think yourself as a male, female?
Oh, I'm a male.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And sorry.
Yep, got a cock and balls all the way.
Okay. And that zip code's not coming up as in New York.
It's not. Do you have like a thing that searches it up by like town? It's Illion.
Let me see.
Illion.
Ah, okay. Okay. Let's see what the zip code right there is. 13357.
Oh, five. Okay, my bad. I see where I messed up there. Thought I was close. I just moved out here not too long ago. So I'm still trying to like learn the layout of this area. I move around so much around New York. I've been like at Buffalo, Rochester, everywhere almost.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Feels good. You get to know a lot of places then. And let me ask you,
Oh
are
yeah.
you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I don't know if I'm still registered. I know I registered the last elections, but I don't know if you got to register again or not. I'm not really
Oh.
having any plans on voting.
Okay, thank you. And let me
Yeah.
ask you, what is the year of your birth?
2000.
2000. Okay, thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I actually am. I'm half Mexican, half Irish. My dad came over here from Mexico when he was like 6 years old.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and let's see. And what is your race? White, black, or African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian?
I guess white. Like, if you look at me, I look pretty white. Like I said, I got a Mexican dad. Like, I grew up my whole life speaking Spanish with him and his family, but, like, I guess you would identify me as white if you saw me from a distance.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Yeah, just high school. I'm a high school graduate.
All right. Thank you, sir. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for the president, or were you not able to vote? Yeah, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
I voted, like, in all honesty, dude, I voted, but, like, I kind of wasn't taking it seriously. I clicked other, I wrote, or, like, checked other, and I just wrote, like, Kanye West or whoever. I forgot.
Oh,
Like, I
okay.
wasn't, I kind of just did it because people were pressuring me to do it, and I was just, like, I don't really want to vote, but, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are
In
chances?
all honesty, like presidential wise, not really, but like if it's local wise, like state on the state level, then yeah, I would vote. I'd vote for like a new governor or something, you know. Just nothing really presidential.
Oh, okay. So almost starting or probably?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Probably like a 5, maybe a 6.
I think it's 6.
Like a 5, 6. Yeah.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please state the amount of power you feel your vote has to on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, or 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Well, in my community, I feel like probably like a 3, 4. Like, I definitely feel like it counts, but not by much.
Oh, okay. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So the statement states, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, disagree?
I honestly strongly disagree, just because that's what they tried doing to me last election, and I don't know. Like I said, I can't really vote like that. Like, I know that votes, like, your votes kind of matter and such, but I don't know. You look at the two evils, it's like, eh.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. So first statement it reads the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. It matters to you, doesn't matter a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
It matters somewhat.
Oh, okay, thank you. Second one, election for Congress, House, Representative, or the Senate. Does that matter a lot, matters somewhat? Does not matter much.
That definitely, I feel like that matters just a tad bit more. Definitely a tad bit more.
Thank you.
Yeah.
First, I think general equality, does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat? Does
that
matter
much? Oh, yeah. That matters a lot to me. Yes.
All right. Thank you. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth controls and IVF, does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat?
Like you're saying, like allowing abortion, you mean? Or, like, birth control, abortion, that type of thing, like, allowing it, yes. Like, I'm all for that. I'm pro-choice.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, if that's what you mean, yeah.
That's what it is. Thank you.
Okay.
We know that. No worries. We know people get busy when it is time to vote. How likely are you to vote for the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say... So the first one, the same thing, the presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. You think that if you're busy, nothing will stop me for voting. I want to vote and will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. Oh, no chance I will vote.
I doubt I'll vote, but honestly, you know, you never know what tomorrow might bring, but honestly, I doubt I'll vote.
Okay, thank you. Second one, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote, and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote.
Probably.
Chance I will vote.
Yeah, probably vote if it's convenient. I'll probably vote for that one. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And protecting general equality, nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote, and probably will vote. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote.
Yeah, probably nothing will stop me from voting for that.
Thank you. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth controls and IVF.
Yeah, I'd probably vote for that. I'd vote for that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I know this is a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for presidential were held today. Will you vote for Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or will you vote or will you not vote, or are you undecided or someone or some other opinion?
Honestly, it's more of undecided, like whole other opinion. In all honesty, I've never really heard of this Kennedy dude. I kind of want to do some research on him now, but between Between Trump and Camilla, like, I'd probably go for Camilla, honestly. I don't know.
Well, so
that's probably, yeah.
No, that's yeah. What we do the survey, so hopefully he's too big as audience and know who was Kennedy also. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea there was a Kennedy running either. Like, is he related to the old Kennedys?
That's why I need to do research on that one. I know Bernie
yeah.
Sanders, like, for the last election, so I knew.
Yeah, I almost voted for Bernie, but I don't know. Like I said, it just all seemed shady to me. I was just like, you know what? I'm voting for just some random person.
Yeah. The surveys opens up people's minds to research on other people also. It's great.
Yeah.
But if you had to choose for whom would you vote, Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party Robert F. Kennedy, other independent third party?
Probably the Camilla one, probably Democratic.
Okay, thank you. In the 2024
yeah.
elections for Congress, what's held today? For whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, the third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
I'm undecided still.
Oh, okay.
For that one. Yeah.
But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, third party independent candidate will not vote?
Probably third party independent.
Thank you.
I don't know.
And Thank you. Yeah, you still got plenty of time. We're still in August, so you're starting football season.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time to choose.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated? Much less.
No chance, honestly.
No chance.
I don't know. I have no issues with like LGBT or nothing, but like that don't affect me, I feel. So.
Oh, okay. I think it's fair.
Yeah.
And how much, if anything, have you heard of Proposition Number 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard of Proposition Number 1?
Not exactly. I kind of heard something about it, but I haven't heard all the details about it.
So not much?
It's just like, it's just pretty much just protecting the voters of New York or.
Oh, so a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Probably nothing at all.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So here is the text from Proposition Number 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot for New York in this November adds certain protection to the Bill of Rights. So this one is adds additional discrimination provision to the state constitution, cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes on this vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. If there's a no vote, leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Honestly, I'm a little undecided just because I feel like there's a little loopholes in there. Like, what do you mean by protecting against? Like, basically saying all the, like, anybody who is black, Mexican, whoever, like, they're protected for vote or, like, they're allowed to vote or?
Yes, this is an anti-discrimination provision.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if it's all for non-discrimination, then yeah, I'm all for it. You know, everybody should be allowed to vote. Sorry, it's just the part where it said like about being pregnant and all that. I'm like, I don't know how being pregnant will affect the vote, but okay. But yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah, I'm all for it. Whatever.
Thank you, sir. And based on what we read on this statement, do you think this amendment would So they have different options. You can choose more than one. So the first option they have you, it puts protection for abortion into state constitution. It prevents discrimination based on age. Second, next one is remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. Next one, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities. Next one, put LGBTQ protections into the state of constitution. Next, give voting rights to immigrants. Next one, provide protections on the basis of gender. Next one is prohibiting housing discrimination. And last one is strengthen voting rights protection. So what do you think this amendment would do?
In all honesty, like, I'm down for almost all of those. It's just one that I'm not for is taking the parents' rights away. Like, I'm sorry, children are not fully developed. They don't know what's right for their bodies or not, you know.
Oh.
So that's the only one that I just do not agree with. Everything else, though, I fully, I'm all for, you know, pro-LGBT, have rights, whatever. I'm all for that. I just don't think they should take parents' rights away from what kids do to their bodies or, you know, medical decisions or shit.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's true what you're saying. Children under 18 still need to be.
Shit, if that were the case, I would have done so much to myself before I was 18. Hell to the no. Yeah, hell no.
Thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no?
Probably vote yes.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I got to, just out of curiosity, how many questions are left? Because I got to get back from my break.
Ooh, probably like
six
more, probably. Sorry.
Six more. Would you be able to hold for just like a minute or two?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, cool. Give me just a minute or two.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, so sorry about that.
Oh, no worries, no. Yeah, I'm just saying, basically. Yeah, people still working
so,
on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm able to, I can stay a little longer on the phone. That's good.
All right, so let me read them a little bit fast. So the next one is, compared to voting to the presidential and Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on proposition number one, which is, it's an amendment that will protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat more motivated?
It motivates me a little more. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so somewhat more motivated to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each of this. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. So you got from 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm saying number 10, it means that you strongly agree on this one. So the first statement reads, everyone deserves to have the equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from. Do you strongly agree?
I strongly agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Defending our personal freedoms, including the rights to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Yeah, that's a top priority.
So from 0 to 10, which one do you think it works?
Probably 8.
Okay, thank you. It's more important, next one, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Like, if it's for the state of New York, it should be definitely for the state of New York. But if you're saying, Latinos of America, or Latinos of New York, then no, they should be, like, allowed the same rights as other New Yorkers, and, you know.
What number would you give, like, from 0 to 10?
Again, probably an 8.
An 8, thank you. So everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
That's like, a 9 or a 10.
Okay, thank you. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
About an 8, 9.
Okay, thank you. It's important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
That's like a 2.
Oh, okay.
2 or 3. Like, I agree they should, they should have the right to research it if they feel like that, but if they're under 18, they shouldn't have any right to do that to their bodies until they become of age.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So next one is, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
About a 6. A 6 or a 7. Like, I agree with it, but not so much. Like, put us first, but then, help the immigrants also.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next one, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
They should not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. In all honesty, I don't even think the parents should have any right in that either until the kid's 18. So that's probably like a 1, a 0. Like a 10 or whatever you said. You said I disagree?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I fully disagree with that. I don't think, not until the kid's 18. Not even the parents should have the right to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give them their rights back once they're 18.
Yeah, right. Pretty much, yeah.
So the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
I agree with that. Highly agree with that for like a ton.
Okay, thank you. And here's a short statement about proposition number 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New Yorker's state constitution that closes loophole that protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At the moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backward, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation. gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you vote?
I'd probably vote yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's see, over the course of the survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answers did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote or not? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
There's good chances. Good chances I'll vote.
So, like, probably or almost certain?
Probably.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I don't know if this is a part of the survey, but, like, I could tell you no presidential elections I'll be voting for, but, like, Congress, statewide, and all that, and, yes, I'd vote for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, thank you. Now, with the following statement, do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and if that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? So there are two statements right here, and statement A and statement B. So you have to let me know if it's much more convincing or not convincing at all, or somewhat convincing. So the first one, it says, the statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And then statement B states, this claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state of constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So do you think statement A is much more convincing? Statement A is somewhat more convincing. Statement B is somewhat more convincing. Statement B is much more convincing.
Statement B is a little more convincing, but I don't know. Yeah, statement B is a little more convincing, I would say.
All right, thank you.
Because I could see where statement A is coming from in saying all that, and I fully agree 100%. Like, or not agree. Like, I don't think that they're putting loopholes. They're putting loopholes for sure in laws. They always do. But, like, I don't think that's a loophole they're putting in there, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. It's true. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some things that people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of preposition number one. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of preposition number one. 5 means that it makes you think that this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means that you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. The first one is, now more than ever, New Yorkers will do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, or so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sections alone, protecting the rights to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protecting we need to stop the bills from passing from 0 to 10.
That's like, I would say probably like a 8 or 9.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Next one is, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they come into power in the election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threatening the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect their rights in New York to protect this the status quo, no matter what happens in November.
That'd probably be like a 9.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Next one. The government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens, but putting this protection directly into our state constitution. We are holding all elected politicians accountable for the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their positions of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
That's like a 10.
Thank you. And next one is, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to resist abortion's access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect their rights to abortion in our state so we don't leave it up to the winds out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
That's like a 10 again.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of surveys, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text from Proposition Number 1, an amendment that might appear in the ballots in New York in November, adds certain protections to the bill, to the state bill of rights. So the same, it adds anti-discrimination prevention to state constitution, cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. If a yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York state constitution, a no vote leaves the protection out of state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you undecided or would not vote?
Probably a yes. Yeah, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and after reading all of this information, you are more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, or local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey, and is that
somewhat? Yeah, more likely. As I think from after the survey, I'm a little more likely to vote now.
So
especially with like Proposition A or whatever.
Oh, okay. So you're like much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I definitely want to do a little more research now, though.
That's true. Thank you. And let me just, And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
Probably extremely motivated.
Okay, extremely motivated.
Like a 10.
All right, thank you. So do you consider yourself as, do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm just hetero. I'm hetero.
All right, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single all the way.
Right,
yeah.
Thank you. And are you the parent of a, or parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you.
I see. And I see pros and cons of both.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Let's see. Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Like full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
About full-time.
Full-time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Wait, say that. Oh, sorry, say that last part again. That's about what?
Your best estimate is fine. So I give you like a run-up number.
Yeah, probably like that.
Like from
yeah, like
10, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100?
About 40.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Making a lot of money, man. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay, okay. So then it seems that it is completed. We got you set up. Well, I would like to thank you once again for your help, sir, and your opinion is very important. And thank you for your patience. I know it took a while for all those questions, but some of them a little bit repeated. But thank you for your help then. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
thank you.
No problem.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.